Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for the men's game here tonight. Hastings getting set to take on Nebraska Christian College in a non-conference affair here tonight, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, we kind of step away from the conference, a couple of non-conference games this week before we get back to the swing of things on Saturday. Probably comes at a good time for us.
Well, we got six games left in the year and for our conference tournament. So for us, it's about getting our confidence back, getting our mojo back. I thought we played hard. I thought we played pretty well up at Jamestown. Made a few mistakes, you know, that we were able to review on film that we've just got to eliminate to win against ranked teams in our conference. So these two games provide us an opportunity to get back. We have three games this week, which this time of year I think is good. You want to be playing. You want to try to stay sharp and take care of business on the floor.
We have not been very good here lately. Lost three in a row, and I think six out of our last eight. What's missing out of this team right now?
Well, we're just not winning close games. Like up at Jamestown, we played well. We just didn't finish. You know, at the end of the game, we missed a little two-footer inside. Then we had a turnover on the last possession. We missed seven free throws. You know, you just can't do those things against those teams. Now, if you look at some of the numbers, we got 14 offensive rebounds, and they got seven. The first time we played them, they got 13. We got three. So we've turned some of the numbers, but we got to make basketball plays. We got to make winning plays. And when you review the film, you see just little minor mistakes. And one of the things in this league, if you make minor mistakes, people make you pay big.
Zach Kitten, I thought, had a good ball game up at Jamestown. He had, what, 18.7 rebounds?
Yeah, Zach was very confident. He really didn't hesitate on his shot. He got to the glass. He did some nice things. And I think that's what he's capable of doing when he plays with a high level of confidence. And that's kind of what we challenged him with, is we need that confidence level every time. Because if you look at the top of the league, you got Dak. Well, obviously, Morningside has separated themselves. They've got one loss in the league. They're head and shoulders above everybody else at this point in time. Then you go Breyer, you go Jamestown. But we go to Breyer and lose 106-103 in overtime. The sad part of that is we give up 106. We score 103. We should win basketball games. We play Jamestown on the road at their place, lose 92-91. We split with Dak West. So it's not like we can't compete. We have to execute better in certain areas, and we have to execute down the stretch of games. Early in the year, we were winning a lot of close games, and then on this little stretch here, we've lost a lot of close games. And so we've got to find a way to finish those games, to have confidence to finish those games and execute on both ends of the floor.
Game plan was to go inside against Jamestown. I think we got the job done. Bart had a great game with 20 points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah, you know, you look at the production there with Bart. You look at Kitten's production. I thought Wahlberg had a really good game. Chamberlain had a good game. So those guys produced and got the job done. I thought we were very conscious of pounding it inside them. We had a lot of matchups. We ran into a little trouble in the second half when they got a 10 or 12 point lead with about 9 minutes left. But our guys didn't panic. We didn't go away from what we were doing. We got some stops, and we were able to get the lead back down the stretch. Again, we just, the last few possessions, we missed just a point blank shot, turned it over on the last possession, and those are the situations where we've got to execute in.
It just comes down to, I think we're good enough to play with just about anybody in this league, but yet we're also bad enough at times where we get blown out by 30 like we did at Morningside.
Yeah, well, there's a fine line. There's not a lot of margin for error. And when you look at our close games, it's just tiny things, you know, seven free throws that we miss. We get to the line a lot more than Jamestown, so we do a good job not fouling, and we do a good job getting to the line. We only turn the ball over eight times. And you turn it over eight times, and you're pounding it inside, you've got an opportunity to win games. That game was a gut-wrencher because, as you well know since you were with us, you get beat by one, you walk outside in North Dakota, and you've got yourself a nine-hour bus ride home. So a lot of time to think. Really now what it is it's just really about toughness. It's about, do you believe in what you're doing? Do you believe in the guy sitting to the right of you, the guy sitting to the left of you? Because when you get tough times, you get tested, and that trust factor amongst everybody is key. And so that's going to be incredible moving forward. It won't be an easy task tonight. This basketball team, Nebraska Christian, I think people might look at the schedule and say, wow, you know, Nebraska Christian, who are they? What do they have? It's a good basketball team with an elite player.
Back to my original question at the beginning of this thing, this probably comes at a great time for us. We're kind of shaking in confidence a little bit, looking for some answers. So this little two-game non-conference schedule probably comes at a good time for us.
Well, I think, you know, obviously getting back out on the floor, this was a bye for us, so we filled it in with a non-conference game. At this time of year, I really don't like byes. I like to be playing. I think you stay sharper. I look back to last year. We got playing well, and every time we had a bye, we slipped back. And so I think this time of year you want to get in rhythm. You want to play. So we scheduled two non-conference games, and then we'll finish with four conference games down the stretch. So it gives us an opportunity to find out a lot about ourselves. Like I said, this game tonight's going to be a battle. I mean, this kid, Haynes, can flat-out play. He would be an elite player in our league and in any league.
He's the guy we'll just talk about right off of the bat. This guy scored 72 points against Dort, a pretty good basketball team, a couple of weeks ago.
Dort's an excellent team. That game was in Sioux Center, I believe. They lost the game 118-116, which might shock people. But 72 points on 29 of 44. On the year, he's shooting 53% from the field, 41% from the arc, and averaging 32. So this is no fluke. This guy can get his shot anytime he wants. He can rise up from the three-point line. He can rise up at mid-range. And so we're going to have to find out if we can guard him with five. You can't guard him with one. You better guard him with five. You better be ready to help. And you better make all of his shots challenged.
Yeah, he's going to take most of the shots. He took 44 against Dort. He had like 18 three-pointers and throwing up there. So he'll take most of the shots tonight.
Oh, no question. And that's what we've got to do is we've got to limit. If he wants to touch it 65 times, we got to get that number down to 35 or 40. You know, the less touches you get, obviously, the less opportunities you have. So that's going to be a challenge for us. We'll find out if our guys are going to rise up to that challenge because it's a great opportunity to get to play against an elite caliber player.
What do we do with him defensively tonight?
Well, number one, it'd be nice to keep the ball out of his hands. That's difficult to do with a guy who moves without it. They're going to run a lot of high ball screen for him. So anytime you can get out of his hands, you know, trapping him, getting two to him, make somebody else beat you. And the thing about trapping him, however, is, boy, if he splits you, if you watch the Dort film, he split them when they try to trap him. He got through two guys, and now it's all of a sudden 5-on-3. So you better be tight with your trap. You better be urgent. And then on the other end of the floor, I think the piece that people miss with great scores, you need to screen him. You need to make him fight through screens because that wears you out, and that'll take your legs out down the stretch of the game.
What else would they do on this basketball team? What have you seen?
Oh, they've done a little 2-2-1 soft press. They play man-to-man defense. They do a lot of handoff into elbow ball screen type stuff. Those are the main things. They just try to spread you out. And honestly, they do a good job of getting the ball in his hands. I mean, this guy is, if people are sitting around with nothing to do tonight, get over to Lynn Farrell Arena because this guy's the real deal. Now, we obviously hope that we contain him tonight. I'd rather not watch somebody score 72 points from the sideline that you're coaching on. So, but it'll be a great challenge for our guys and a great opportunity.
With this two-game non-conference schedule, what are you focusing on? Is there something that we need to put together before Saturday?
Well, we just need execution in really all phases of the game. I mean, if you're going to make a run in this conference in a conference tournament time, you can't allow slippage in any areas. So you got to get back in transition. You got to keep people off the boards. You got to communicate well. Offensively, you got to get great shots every time down the floor. So if you slip in any area, let's say you rebound well, but you have 25 turnovers, good luck winning. It's not going to happen. You got to be able to be efficient in all of your areas, not make a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of scout mistakes, or a lot of, you know, hey, I made a bad play and I'm going to let it lead to another one instead of getting on to the next play. So those are the things that our guys, we've got to continue to keep focusing on.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gavers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska Christian tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
1230 KHAS.
All right, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena getting sent for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Christian College getting set to go at it here tonight. Hastings has a record of 14 wins and 10 losses on the season. Broncos have been kind of in a slump as of late. Hastings has lost three games in a row. They've lost six on their last eight contests. Hastings going on the road last week and losing to Morningside up in Sioux City last Thursday. Lost to the Mustangs 98-64. Lost a heartbreaker on Saturday to Jamestown 92-91. Hastings had the ball with under 10 seconds to play in that ball game with a chance to win it, but the Broncos turned it over at the 10-second line, and Jamestown was able to run out the clock. So Hastings has not won since we picked up a win over Doan back there on January the 16th. Consecutive losses to Dakota Wesley and Morningside and Jamestown. Hastings also going to be playing tonight without two of their starters in this ball game. Kevin Miller will not play tonight. Kevin injured his ankle at the end of that ball game against Jamestown on Saturday, so he will not play. In fact, he's not even in uniform here tonight for Hastings as he recovers from a sprained ankle. Also missing the game tonight is going to be Brendan Leposky. Leposky came down with a flu on Monday after making the trip to Jamestown. Hopefully he wasn't affected. Hopefully he didn't have the flu when we all drove up there for 9 hours on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and got home early Sunday. But he came up with a flu Sunday night. And Leposky, I don't even see him out there. He was kind of trying to maybe warm up tonight. I don't see him out there. So it appears that Kevin Miller and Brendan Leposky will not play tonight for Hastings against a team that is not too shabby. This team, Nebraska Christian, they have a mark of 10 wins and 11 losses on the season. But statistically, they are very good. They average 82 points per ball game on offense. They give up 84.8 on the defensive end. A good shooting team. They average 47% from the field, 37% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. And as Billy talked about, they've got a guy on this team that can really line them up. DJ Haynes is his name. He scored 72 points. Yeah, 72 points in a ball game against Dort back on January the 19th. That was in a 118-116 loss to the defenders. That night, he used 29 out of 44 from the field. He put up 44 shots by himself. 8 out of 18 from three-point territory, and he hit 6 out of 7 from the free-throw line, so DJ Haynes scored 72 against Dort. His last game was last Friday night. He put up 35 points against Lincoln Christian out of Illinois. Last Friday, he was 13 out of 31 from the field, 1 out of 12 on three-pointers, and he was 8 out of 10 from the free-throw line, so obviously a lot of concern about DJ Haynes here tonight for the squad from Nebraska Christian. Again, they come in with a mark of 10 wins and 11 losses on the season. So Hastings, an undermanned team here tonight with two of their starters out of this ball game, facing a team that again causes some problems. This team has played several of the teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. And again, they got a guy. Any guy can score 72 points. Can't be too shabby. I look forward to seeing him in action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. So it's Hastings and Nebraska Christian here tonight. Men's college basketball will take a break and check the starters as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbild fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here with Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, online at hastingslink.com. Other scores from the women's side of things tonight. It was Morningside beating Midland by the score of 78-68. Hastings taking care of St. Mary's 86-52. Concordia had a tough time tonight. The nation's number one ranked team. They beat Dort in Seward, final of 90-88, as Concordia wins. And it was Mount Marty tonight beating Briarcliff in Sioux City by a score of 69-60. The game between Dakota Wesleyan and Jamestown has been moved to Monday night because of extreme cold weather up in Jamestown here tonight. So we got the men's game coming up next. Nebraska Christian, the Sentinels, and the Broncos from Hastings. We'll get to the starting lineups. Are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Nebraska Christian, they're going to go with Kyle Wachowski, a 5'10" freshman out of Colorado Springs, averaging 3.4 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Devin Jones is a 6-foot sophomore out of Colorado Springs, averaging 7.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. DJ Haynes, 6'3", a sophomore out of Falcon, Colorado. Haynes is averaging 31.8 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Chris Penley is a 6'6" junior from Long Beach, California. Penley is averaging 4.8 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. And then we're going to see Jordan Macanjolia. He's a 6'7" junior out of Arlington, Texas. Macanjolia is averaging 4.2 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Nebraska Christian, 10-11 on the season, averaging 82 points on offense, giving up 84.8 on the defensive end. Hastings will go with a little different lineup tonight with the Kevin Miller and Brendan Leposky on the bench. Zach Johnson will get a start. Johnson is 6'2" junior out of Las Vegas. Johnson is averaging 6 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Logan Kale, a 6-foot junior out of Lincoln. He's averaging 5 points, 1.9 rebounds per game. Bart Hiscock is 6'6" junior out of Bennington, averaging 17.5 points and 8 rebounds per game. Shane Chamberlain, a 6'6" freshman out of Harlan, Iowa, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Then Ben Wahlberg, a 6'7" senior out of Phoenix, averaging 5 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Hastings 14-10 on the season, 9-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've lost 3 games in a row, 6 of their last 8, looking to get back on the winning track here tonight. This ball game against Nebraska Christian, Hastings, a team that's averaging 82 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 81 points per ball game on defense. Your starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings and Nebraska Christian going at it here tonight. Hastings is going to be in their white uniforms, their crimson trim. Nebraska Christian is going to be in their red unis here tonight with their white trim. So we're set to go. Hastings and Nebraska Christian, a non-conference affair here tonight for the Broncos, and Hastings will control the opening tap. Logan Kale will bring the ball into the offensive zone for the first time. Wahlberg has got it here at the top of the key. Nebraska Christian will start with a man-to-man defense. Again, they have played several of the GPAC teams this year. They even played Nebraska Kearney in an exhibition game this year. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Johnson, and we got a foul call on the rebound. Hiscock grabs the ball underneath the boards. That was an air ball thrown up there by Johnson. Retrieved there by Hiscock, and a foul is going to be called here on Kyle Oslowski for the Sentinels of Nebraska Christian. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. They get it to Wahlberg, and his shot is up and in. Then Wahlberg scores. Hastings draws the first blood here in this one. Broncos and the Sentinels here tonight. Here's a Nebraska Christian with the ball. There's that DJ Haynes guy. Looked to put up a lot of shots here tonight. Devin Jones with the ball. Devin Jones out here in three-point territory. He'll take the first shot and miss it badly. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. It's an air ball thrown up there by Devin Jones. His team has been shooting the ball pretty well this year. 47% from the field, 37% from three-point territory. Hastings with a lead, 2-0. There's a shot from the right side by Kale. It's going to be no good. In fact, an air ball at the other end. Nothing but error here in the first minute or so of this ball game. And now Nebraska Christian will come back the other way. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Jones has got the ball. Devin Jones gets it to a Penley. Penley now to Lilquist. Out on top. Now there's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Haynes. It's going to be off the back iron. No good. Lilquist grabs the rebound. Right sideline. Boslowski got it. Inside, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Penley. Penley gets his own board back and dribbles to the free throw line. Gets it out of Devin Jones. Third time could be a charm here for Nebraska Christian. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's DJ Haynes with the ball. DJ just across the 10-second line. DJ takes it to the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. DJ has missed his first two shots here. Rebound comes down to Shane Chamberlain. Hastings has the ball. Ball poked away by Haynes. Picked up now by Shane. Chamberlain goes to Wahlberg. Inside down to Hiscock. Down in the corner, Zach Johnson. Johnson out to Wahlberg. Moves to his left. On the dribble. Gets it away now to Zach Johnson. Johnson, bounce pass goes inside. Hiscock wheels on the baseline. Forces up a shot. It's up there, no good. Rebound Hiscock, and he's fouled in the play. Martin Hiscock working the boards there. Matt Lilquist picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Nebraska Christian. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hiscock for Hastings. Barton is 77% foul shooter on the season. He's been to the line 117 times this year. That's number 118 right there, and he misses it. Barton is a 77% foul shooter. Hastings is a team hitting 75% of their free throws. Next shot is up there by Hiscock. That's going to be short, no good. Hastings still with a 2-0 lead over the Sentinels here in this non-conference basketball game. Here comes in Nebraska Christian back with the ball. Penley has got it out here. Penley picked up by Wahlberg. Pass underneath to Jones, and his shot is up and in. Devin Jones scoring there for Nebraska Christian and tying the score 2 points apiece here. 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Wahlberg has got the ball. Wahlberg bounce pass goes inside to Kale. Mishandles it, picks it back up. Kale gets it to Johnson, 15-footer is up there, bingo. Zach Johnson scores there for Hastings, and the Broncos have the lead, 4-2 here in this one. Nebraska Christian has got the ball back. Here's a Boslowski with it now. Boslowski now to Haynes. Haynes around the screen. Haynes has got the ball. He's open for three, takes a shot, misses that one. Battle for the rebound down here in the baseline. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. So it's going to be Nebraska Christian inbounding the ball. So Haynes is misfired on a couple of shots here so far in this ball game. The guy who scored 72 points in the game a couple of weeks ago in the battle against Dort up there in Sioux Center, a 118-116 overtime thriller up there. 4-2 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Haynes, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Wahlberg picks up the foul. No, it's going to go on Chamberlain. Chamberlain picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one of the Broncos. Haynes will play things in right in front of the Hastings bench. Haynes will take it down to Jones. Jones and Boslowski. There's a nice pass there, and a foul is going to be called. Penley goes up for the shot. He's going to be hammered on the play here by the Broncos. Wahlberg picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. That's going to send Penley to the free throw line here for Nebraska Christian. He's only a 27% foul shooter in the season, and he dunks out one. Chris Penley is now 5 out of 19 on free throws this year. Penley will toe the mark. 4-2 is the score. Hastings is out on top. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4-3 is the score now. Hastings out on top. Now Nebraska Christian will apply some pressure back here. Logan Cale has got the ball. Logan here in the center of the floor brings it across the timeline, right across that big red H out there. There's a long-range jumper by Johnson. It's going to be no good. Hiscock with a rebound. Hiscock, right side of the lane, traveling violation. Hiscock with a little ball fake there and then a traveling violation. That gives the ball right back to Nebraska Christian here. Sentinels can now grab the lead with a successful trip down the floor here. Boslowski has got it. He sings in a man-to-man defense. Boslowski gives it away to a Devin Jones. High post. Penley has got the ball. Penley, bounce pass underneath the basket. It's going to be behind Haynes out of bounds. A turnover on Nebraska Christian. First turnover on the Sentinels here in the ball game. Hastings comes back the other way. 4-3 is the score. Hastings is out on top of Nebraska Christian here in this first half. Logan Cale with the ball on the far sideline gets away from Jones. Cale moves it down on the baseline, gives it away now to Shane Chamberlain. Chamberlain dribbling with the ball. Chamberlain gets it to Logan Cale. Chamberlain sets a screen. Cale goes to Wahlberg over here to Johnson. His shot for three is no good. Rebound, Chamberlain goes back up, shoots and scores. Shane Chamberlain with the offensive board and the putback, and the Broncos have a 6-3 advantage now over Nebraska Christian. Sentinels come back with the ball. Right sideline, Jones has got it. Underneath the hole, a shot by Boslowski is up there and in. Jones gets the assist. Kyle Boslowski scoring there, and that's his first field goal. 6-5 is the score now. Sentinels back to within one, and now the Broncos turn the ball away. Wahlberg throws it out of bounds. Turnover number two in the ball game for Hastings. And now Brandon Leposki, who's battling the flu, is going to come into the ball game here. So Leposki is going to come in. Zach Kitten is also going to come into the ball game, so we'll see how long Leposki can go. Diagnosed with the flu when we got back from our trip the other night to Jamestown. There's a Lilquist with the ball. Lilquist goes over to Boslowski, works it inside to Penley, puts it up their left-handed shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Leposki for Hastings. Over to Zach Johnson on the right sideline. Logan Cale has got the ball. Cale gets it down to Zach Kitten. Kitten free throw line extended right side. Now to Zach Johnson, drives it into the lane. Jump pass over here to Cale. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to take it down to Leposki. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. DJ Haynes with the ball. Leaves it out here to Jones. He drives it, throws it down in the corner. Boslowski for three. Shot no good. Penley with a rebound. Follow shot good. Chris Penley with the offensive board and the putback. He's got 3 points in the ball game, and now the Sentinels have got the lead. 7-6. Here's a stuff. Look out. Here comes Penley back the other way. Shot is up there, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Logan Cale gets back to commit the foul. Hastings has turned the ball over four times already here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Hastings has only been averaging 13 turnovers on the season. They've got four already in the first 5.5 minutes of this one. Penley goes back to the free throw line now for Nebraska Christian. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. He's now 1 out of 3 from the line. Dante Williams comes into the ball game now. Dante Williams will come in. Kyle Boslowski will go out. 7-6 is the score. Nebraska Christian has got the lead over Hastings. Chris Penley to the free throw line for his second shot. It's up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Leposki. So Penley, 1 out of 4 from the stripe here in this first half. Eli Hunter is into the ballgame now for Hastings. Eli Hunter gets it away down to Loposki. The Broncos trailing by a point, 7-6. Zach Johnson with the ball. Right sideline to get it to Kitten. Dumps it down low. The ball is going to be deflected away from Loposki. And the ball got out there by Nebraska Christian. Long pass down the floor. Ricochets off of the rim up there. Nearly went in. The pass came in from half court. Now maybe nearly went in as it rolls off of the front lip. Rebound comes down to Hastings. And now Broncos are, let's see, the ball's out of bounds here right in front of the Nebraska Christian bench. Sentinels thought they had it. The official was pointing the other way, though. Loposki will play things in. 13:47 to play in this first half. 7-6 is the score. Nebraska Christian has got the lead. Eli Hunter has got the ball for Hastings. Eli Hunter comes over here to a Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson dribbling with it, sends it inside to Kitten. Kitten out of Loposki goes up and a shot good. Loposki had notions of maybe slamming that one home, but he wasn't in the position there. He gets a field goal instead. 8-7 is the score. Hastings has got a one-point lead now over the Sentinels from Nebraska Christian. There's a Drew Aguilera is into the ball game now. Down in the corner, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by T.J. Riviera. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. Chamberlain, the Loposki, shot for three, no good. Battle for the rebound is picked up here by Matt Lilquist. Lilquist gets it away now to Haynes. He will bring things up. D.J. Haynes across the 10-second line. D.J. Haynes leaves it out here to Jonte Williams. Williams now to Riviera. Riviera now to Haynes, and he's going to be fouled in the play here by Eli Hunter. Hunter picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in this first half. 8-7 to score. Hastings out on top by a point. Nebraska Christian will inbound the ball. Jonte Williams has got it. Jonte over here on the left side now to Drew Aguilera. His shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Loposki. He's got three rebounds here in the past couple of minutes. Leonard Loposki brings the ball off the floor himself across the 10-second line. Loposki on the dribble on the far sideline. Get it in the hands now of Chamberlain. Chamberlain right side of the lane. Now here to Eli Hunter. To Zach Johnson, 10 seconds in the shot clock. Inside now to Kitten. His jumper off of the baseline is going to be no good. We got a foul called here. Foul is going to go on Hunter again. Eli Hunter picks up his second personal foul. And Kevin Miller now playing tonight. He's out with a sprained ankle. So Eli chewing up some minutes here. He certainly didn't want to get into foul trouble. Loposki is going to come out. Loposki comes to the bench now. Here comes Nebraska Christian. Back with the ball. Jonte Williams has got it. Riviera out here to Haynes. Haynes is a double team. Haynes has still got it. He throws it over here to Aguilera. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Right sideline. Riviera has got it. Now to Haynes. His shot is up there. No good. He misses that one. Rebound comes down here to Kitten. Zach Kitten has got the ball. He dribbles out of there now. For Hastings, Kitten brings it into the 10-second line, brings it into the offensive zone. Eli Hunter has got the ball. Eli, bounce pass in the lane, is going to be deflected, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Nebraska Christian, they playing good defense so far. Their hands are everywhere. 11 minutes and 33 seconds to play. They're in the first half. 8-7 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball. There's a inbounds pass is going to be kicked up into the stands. They'll put 20 up on the shot clock. They'll do that now. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hunter gets things in to Hiscock. Bart Hiscock here on the baseline. Drives it to the hole. The shot is up there and in. Bart Hiscock just powers his way to the goal there. He scores. And the Broncos now have a 10-7 advantage over Nebraska Christian. Aguilera with the ball, now to Riviera. Riviera, now to Jonte Williams. He drives it, now to Riviera. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on T.J. Rivera, picking up the personal foul. Wahlberg comes back in for Hastings. Going down is going to be, let's see, Chamberlain is going to come to the bench. 10-7 to score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Non-conference affair here tonight with Nebraska Christian. The Sentinels and the Broncos going at it. There's Eli Hunter for three. Shot is up there. He buries it. Eli doesn't shoot the ball much, but he gets that one to go down. A three-pointer from the right sideline. That gives Hastings a five-point advantage now. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos at 12-7. Rivera has got the ball. Rivera goes to Aguilera. Aguilera now to Haynes. Outside down to Williams. Top of the key. Williams sends it to the far sideline. Rivera's got it. Rivera drives it. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Wahlberg. The ball recovered there by Johnson. Johnson down to Wahlberg. Brings it back to Zach Johnson down the right sideline. 10.5 minutes to go here in this first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Christian. The score is 12-7. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball. Kitten, rainbow pass down in the corner. Johnson for three. Shot good. Johnson has now got 5 points in the ball game, and now we have got a timeout called here by Nebraska Christian with Hastings out on top. Timeout is brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. For this Sunday, don't forget, check out the Chili Cook-Off from 1 until 4 o'clock, and then stick around for the big game with food and surprises and a lot of fun. It's all at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Broncos have the lead. Hastings 15, Nebraska Christian 7. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, producer Taylor Buss. 15-7 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here over Nebraska Christian. Hastings College women, they picked up a win in the opener tonight over the College of St. Mary's, 86-52. Broncos have now won four games in a row to improve to 14-10 on the season. Hastings is now 10-8. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings out on top here in the men's ball game. 15-7 is the score. Hastings has scored the last seven. Here's Jonte Williams. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound to Hiscock. His pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Eli Hunter. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Hunter brings it back to the center of the floor. Eli comes over here to Zach Kitten. Lobs the ball inside to Hiscock. Shot is up there. Good. Mark Hiscock scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings down with a 10-point lead, 17-7. Broncos on an 11-0 run here in this first half over Nebraska Christian. There's Rivera with the ball. He drives it. His shot good, and he's fouled into play. Ben Wahlberg picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Rivera gets the field goal to go down. That's his first goal of the ball game. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 70% foul shooter in the season for DJ Rivera. 21 out of 30 for DJ. TJ Rivera, he's out of Gibbon. Playing for Nebraska Christian. Rivera to the line and trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there good. T.J. Rivera hits a three-pointer there in the old-fashioned way. 17-10 now. Hastings has got the lead here in this ball game. There's a Chamberlain with the ball over here to Hiscock for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Rivera. Rivera down here to Devin Jones, who's back into the ball game. Out of here to Rivera. Near the 10-second line, picked up there by Logan Kale. Rivera hands the ball away now to Haynes. Haynes is going to be fouled into play here by Kitten. Zach Kitten picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now we're going to have a 1-1 situation. Billy doesn't like the call here. Wishes his disapproval. Now Haynes will go to the free throw line for Nebraska Christian. So Hastings has kept him in check for the first 12 minutes of this ball game. DJ Haynes to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So that's his first point of this ball game. He's averaging 31.8 points per ball game. DJ Haynes will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot up there, good, perfect. DJ with a couple of free throws. 17-12 now. Hastings with a 5-point lead. After Hastings goes on their little run, Nebraska Christians comes back and scores the next 5 points. Kitten has got the ball. He dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Throws it over there to Chamberlain. Chamberlain looking to penetrate, can't do it. Gives it to Logan Cale. Back inside to Hiscock. Spins in a lane. Puts up a shot. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Nice move to the basket there by Bart Hiscock for Hastings. He's fouled in a play here by Lilquist of Nebraska Christian. That's going to be his second. Hiscock to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Bart's already got 6 points here in the ball game. Hiscock is 77% foul shooter on the season. Bart Hiscock going to the free throw line here for Hastings. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the line in this ball game. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. 20-12 is the score. There's a Boslowski into the ball game now again for Nebraska Christian. They get it to Jones. His pass deflected, picked up by Boslowski. Right side of the lane, back out here to Haynes at the free throw line. His shot no good. Rebound Hastings. Kitten with a rebound. The Logan Cale dribbles behind his back, brings it into the offensive zone. Logan Cale goes over to Chamberlain. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Over here to Eli Hunter. Down to Chamberlain. Deep three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Devin Jones. Jones runs it back the other way now for Nebraska Christian. The Haynes open for three. Takes a shot. Misses. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. Hiscock with a rebound. Haynes is going to throw away his headband. Maybe that's the problem. Here's a Shane Chamberlain, and he's going to be fouled in a play here by Devin Jones. Now, Haynes has been wearing a white headband. As he came up the floor, he threw it into the bench. He was not happy. Haynes is now 0 out of 6 from the floor so far in this ball game. He's in a couple of free throws. We'll see if that helps him here. 7:33 to play in the first half. It's 20-12. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Logan Cale with the ball to Hiscock. He drives the baseline, stops, puts up a shot. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Good fake underneath the basket there by Bart Hiscock. He gets the field goal. He's fouling the play here by Chris Penley of Nebraska Christian. That's going to be the first foul on Penley. That's going to send Hiscock to the free throw line and try to convert on a 3-point play. Bart's already got 9 points here in the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos back out to a 10-point lead. 22-12 was the score. Shot from the line is up there and in. And Hastings has their biggest lead in the ball game now at 23-12 with 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Boslowski with the ball. Now to Haynes on the dribble. Bounce pass down into baseline. Back out on top now. That's going to be Jones with the ball. Jones sends it inside. It's going to be through the fingertips of Penley. And it's going to be a turnover. Hastings comes out of there with the ball. Logan Cale has got it now. That's his second turnover on Nebraska Christian so far in the ball game. Cale on the right sideline. Cale gets away down in the baseline. Jumper up there and in. We've got a timeout now. A long two-pointer thrown up there by Logan Cale. And we've got another timeout called by Nebraska Christian with 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. For this Sunday, you can enjoy the chili cook-off for the big ball game. 1 until 4 o'clock at Bullseye, and then stick around for the big game with prizes and surprises afterwards at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. 25-12, Hastings with a lead. We'll be back right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we come back. Haynes has got the ball as he moves it down to the baseline. There's a pass that's going to be thrown into the backcourt here, and it's going to be out of bounds and an over and back violation. It's chased down on the far sideline. They actually touch it there, an over and back violation as it goes out of bounds. Nebraska Christian now officially with three turnovers in the ballgame, 25-12. Hastings has built a 13-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Bart Hiscock, he's had a whale of a first half. He's got 10 points already here in the ballgame. There's a floater in the lane by Kale. It's up there and in, and he's fouled in the play. Hastings getting a lot of three-shot opportunities here in this one. The bucket's going to count. The foul is going to go on Kyle Oslowski for Nebraska Christian. That's going to be his second. Logan Kale's going to get the field goal to go down. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. 26 out of 37 for Logan Kale. As he toes the mark for the first time tonight, a shot good. Three-point play. Hastings out to a 28-12 advantage now. A 16-point lead here in this first half. There's a Penley with the ball. Penley now to Haynes. Haynes dumps it away. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chamberlain. The fourth turnover now in Nebraska Christian. Chamberlain gets it into the hands of Logan Kale down the near sideline. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. The Broncos with a 16-point lead. Barney Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock to Wahlberg. Shot for three is up there. Yes! Ben Wahlberg gets a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings out on top now by a score of 31-12 here in the first half. Here comes Nebraska Christian back with the ball. Devin Jones has got it. Devin drives it. He stops. Comes out here to Boleslavsky at the top of the key. Now to Haynes. Haynes around the screen, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called. They set the screen out there trying to shake Haynes loose. Wahlberg picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Third foul on Ben Wahlberg. Leposky is going to come down to the scorer's table. He's going to check in. Going to the free throw line here is going to be DJ Haynes. He's got a couple of free throws so far tonight in two attempts. DJ looks up there. His shot is going to be good. He'll get one more shot here. So DJ Haynes has been without a field goal so far here against Hastings College. Guy who scored 73 points the other night against Dort. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he's got four free throws here. 31-14 is the score now. Hastings with a 17-point lead. There's the ball. It's going to be intercepted in the backcourt. Jones has got it. Broncos turn it away. There's six turnover in the ball game. There's a three put up there by Haynes. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rivera. T.J. Rivera has got it. So Hastings turns it away in backcourt. And now Nebraska Christian trying to capitalize. Here's a Haynes with the ball, double team, goes over to Rivera. Dribble penetration, bounce pass is going to be slapped out of bounds there by Leposky. 16 left on the shot clock. Nebraska Christian will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings out on top by a score of 31-14. Nebraska Christian in their red and white uniforms will inbound the ball. Isaiah Collier is into the ball game now to Rivera. Drives into the hole. His shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock for Hastings. Hiscock down to Logan Kale. 4:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 17-point lead. Chamberlain with the ball on the wing. He's double-teamed. Chamberlain dribbles out of there. Hiscock. Hiscock gets it to Zach Johnson, and he throws the ball down in the corner. Nobody was there. He thought Kale was there. He was not. Turnover number seven in the ball game now for Hastings College. They had only eight the entire day up there in Jamestown the other day. They got seven here in the first half. 31-14 is the score. There's Nebraska Christian with the ball. Haynes has got it. 14 on the shot clock. Haynes on the dribble, reverses it, comes over here to Jones. His shot from 15, good, drains it. Devin Jones gets his second field goal in the ball game. He's got 4 points, 31-16. Broncos are now up by 15 points. Zach Johnson with the ball to Leposky. Over to a Logan Kale. That is Zach Johnson here at the top of the key. Zach moves to his left on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets it to Chamberlain. That is Zach Johnson, lobs it inside there to Hiscock. He goes up. His shot no good, gets his own rebound. I think he's going to be fouled in the play here. Macandrolia picking up the personal foul. Jordan Macandrolia. That boy, he's a man. Macandrolia, he's a big old dude there. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bart Hiscock. Hiscock with 10 points already in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll step to the line here, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hiscock will get one more. Hastings out on top, 32-16. Broncos have lost 3 games in a row. They have lost 6 out of their last 8. Looking to get back on the winning track here tonight. Next shot is going to be up there and in for Bart Hiscock, and the Broncos now lead by 17 points at 33-16. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's Haynes with the ball, picked up by Chamberlain. Haynes lobs it inside to Macandrolia. He gets away and puts it up there left-handed and scores. Jordan Macandrolia scoring there. That's his first field goal in the ball game, 33-18. Pressure now by Nebraska Christian here in backcourt. Hastings brings it across the timeline. Zach Johnson has got the ball to Hiscock down the lane. His shot good. Hiscock. Now with 14 points here in the first half. Broncos have a 17-point lead again. 35-18 is the score. There's a Devin Jones. Devin Jones hands away to Haynes. The ball knocked loose. Haynes picks her back up. Haynes behind the screen. Haynes down the lane. Haynes, a jump pass down in the corner to Rivera. Drives the baseline. Knocked loose. Rivera picks it up and scores. T.J. Rivera scoring. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 35-20 is the score. They go for a steal on Hiscock. Bart hangs on to it. Now Johnson for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Macandrolia. For Nebraska Christian, now to Jones, drives the ball against Johnson, and shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Johnson picks up the foul here for Hastings. That's going to be the first foul in Zach. 2.5 to play here in this one. First half, it's a 35-20 ball game. Hastings is out on top. Devin Jones to the free throw line here for Nebraska Christian. Jones with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Shot is up there good. Devin Jones is 69% foul shooter in the season. Logan Kale comes into the ball game now. Zach Johnson will come out. Zach Kitten comes into the ball game as well for Hastings. Shane Chamberlain will come to the bench. 35-21. Hastings has got the lead. Here's a Jones at the line. His next one is up there and in. So he hits a couple of free throws, and now it's a 35-22 ball game. Hastings will inbound the ball. There's a Hiscock now. Bart dribbles with it here in backcourt. The Loposki into the offensive zone. Loposki on the dribble, brings it back to the center of the floor. Brennan Loposki with it to the far sideline. Comes over here to Kale. Dribbles inside, puts him a 12-footer. Shot good. Kale now with 7 points in the ball game. 37-22. Hastings shooting the ball well in this one. 56% for Hastings so far in this ball game. Macandrolia has got the ball out here at the top of the key. Macandrolia gets it away to Haynes. Haynes dribbles inside, puts up an off-balance shot. It's up there and in, and he's fouling the play. DJ Haynes gets his first field goal of the ball game. Fouling the play here by Eli Hunter. Broncos have got 2 guys with 3 fouls already. Already running with a depleted core here tonight. Eli's got 3. Ben Wahlberg's got 3. And now going to the free throw line is going to be DJ Haynes. For Nebraska Christian. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And now all of a sudden, the Broncos lead by a dozen. 37-25. We're going to have a 2 to the whistle here. Haynes is going to be guilty of a foul in backcourt. DJ Haynes picks up his first personal foul. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Hiscock again. Bart Hiscock has got 14 of the 37 points that the Broncos have put up here in this first half. Bart Hiscock toeing the mark for his free throw. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Won't get the second one. Rebound comes down to Haynes. Haynes leads it here to Rivera. Broncos have a 12-point lead. 37-25. 1:37 to play. Jones gets it out here to Collier. Collier now to Rivera. Down in the corner again, a long-range jumper put up there by Collier is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Jones grabs the board there. For Nebraska Christian, brings it out here in the three-point territory. Devin Jones gets it now to Haynes. Looks at the clock. We're down to 18 on the shot clock. Macanjolia sets a screen to give the ball away to Macanjolia. Now to Jones. Reverse layup is up there. It rolls down through the hole. Devin Jones scores for Nebraska Christian. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. It's back to a 10-point ballgame. 37-27 is the score. Here's Hiscock dribbling between a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called here. T.J. Rivera picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Bart Hiscock to the free throw line. Hiscock has got 14 in the ball game so far. 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Now it's 38-27. Broncos leading by 11 points here. Hiscock's next free throw is up there. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Macanjolia. Jordan Macanjolia gets the rebound there for the Sentinels of Nebraska Christian. They get it away here to Rivera. T.J. Rivera dribbling with the ball out here. Picked up by Eli Hunter. Devin Jones has got it now. Jones behind the screen. Fires up a three ball. His shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Leposky. Leposky streaks down the left sideline. Nice pass there to Eli, and his shot is up and in. Leading the break back the other way. Great pass by Leposky. Eli Hunter lays it in. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings now leading by 13. 40-27 here in the first half. 13 seconds to play. Here's DJ Haynes. Haynes works over there against Kale. Throws up a three-pointer. Swish. DJ Haynes throws up the three ball. He's got 10 points here in the first half. There's a shot from backcourt that's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Men's college basketball. The score at the break. It's going to be Hastings 40, Nebraska Christian 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning in Hastings, and Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wigert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, halftime men's ball game, 40-30. Hastings has got the lead. Broncos were trailing 7-6 here in the first half before they went on an 11-0 run over Nebraska Christian. Hastings got out to a 17-7 lead. Broncos eventually increased that lead to 19 points at one point, 31-12. But Nebraska Christian has done a good job hanging around here in the first half. They trail by 10 at halftime. The score is 40-30. Get you some halftime numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings hitting 59% of their field goals here in the first half. They are 16 out of 27. Broncos are only 2 out of 10 on three-pointers, 20%. Hastings 6 out of 10 from the free throw line for 60%. Nebraska Christian 10 out of 29 from the field, 34%. They are only 1 out of 10 on three-pointers for 10%. They are 9 out of 12 from the free throw line, 75%. Rebounds right now, Hastings has got 19. Nebraska Christian has got 13. Broncos with 5 offensive rebounds, 14 on defense. Nebraska Christian has got 5 offensive rebounds, 8 on defense. Nebraska Christian has turned the ball over 5 times so far here in this basketball game. They've got no blocked shots and 4 steals. Hastings has got 7 turnovers. They've got 1 blocked shot and 3 steals. Barton Hiscock, the leading rebounder for Hastings here in the first half. He's already got 8. Well on his way to a double-double here tonight with his 15 points. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Christian has been Matt Lilquist. He has got 4 boards here in the first half. So Hastings has got the lead. The score is 40-30. The score has been tied one time. We've had 2 lead changes. And Hastings College has got the lead here at the break, 40-30. Checking the scoring, Bart Hiscock leading the way. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 7 for Logan Kale, 5 for Zach Johnson, 5 for Eli Hunter, 5 for Ben Wahlberg. They've got 2 points from Shane Chamberlain and 2 points from Brendan Leposky. Nebraska Christian being led by DJ Haynes. He's got a 3 and a 2. He's been to the free throw line a couple of times. He's knocked down 5 out of 5 from the line, so DJ has got 10 points here in the ball game. Devin Jones has got 8, 5 points for TJ Rivera. They've got 3 points from Chris Penley, 2 points from Jordan Macanjolia, 2 points for Kyle Boslowski in this ball game here tonight. Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Christian men's basketball. The score 40-30. Then in the women's ball games earlier tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Morningside beat Midland by a score of 78-68. Hastings winners over the College of St. Mary's tonight, 86-52. It was Concordia getting by Dort in Seward, 90-88. And Mount Marty beat Briar Cliff, 69-60. The game between Dakota Wesleyan and Jamestown was postponed until Monday because of extremely cold conditions in Jamestown this week. So 40-30 is the score. Hastings with a 10-point lead over the Sentinels from Nebraska Christian. We'll take a break. Mike Spataro will join us after that with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
This is part 2 of our conversation with the president of Hastings College, Travis Fiesel. And it sounds like it allows the student to be more focused on the single subject instead of having their brain racing over 4 or 5 subjects.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I had picked up anecdotally over a lot of years in higher education was, you know, as a student was taking 4 or 5 classes, the reality of this was that a student would dip in and dip out. They were into a class when they had to have an assignment or when they had to have a test. But as soon as that was done, they would move away. And so they would bounce back and forth. And ultimately, is that really the way that students learn best? No. And is it the way that they engage best? No. So we said, well, how do you take that away? If you take away the structures of time and you really think about it in a very different way, we think this can be a really powerful way to learn.
So 3 great new initiatives that you guys are really excited for, all starting in the fall of 2019.
Correct.
And one more thing I want to talk about. You've added a few new positions. Namely, I actually spoke with this guy, Chris Hotstetler.
Sure.
He is the Dean of Innovation and Creativity.
Correct.
So what made you want to add these new positions?
Yeah. So let me do a couple of things. So, you know, really there's been two deep emphasis, I think, in terms of as we're thinking about positions. And really we've been reallocating and thinking about where we put our resources. So one has really been in the student engagement area. So one of the things we've really wanted to concentrate on is how do we deeply connect from the moment a student steps on campus? How do we connect them to what's happening on campus and in the community? So we've enhanced our career services area. We've created a dean of student engagement position, a director of first year experience. And these are the kinds of positions that we're really interested in saying, hey, look, how can a student, we don't want to wait till there's some problem, some crisis, or their third or their fourth year, but we want to take a student from the moment they enter in and say, what are your passions? Well, here are the things that we do that can connect to your passions. How do we create this experience so that this becomes such a meaningful experience? How do we prepare you for thinking about life after graduation, not when you come in as a senior looking for a job, but how do we start to teach you and help you grow and develop skills so that you will have that job afterwards? So student engagement has been one area. The other area that we've really put some emphasis into is creativity and innovation. Now, this one really has become a thrust because, again, as I talk to CEOs out into the world, what they're saying to me, what they're saying to all of us, frankly, is that they're going to look for students who are deeply creative, deeply innovative, who can analyze and then solve problems. That the way in which education has happened previously in terms of a very skill-based kind of thing, I saw something the other day that said students that are entering into elementary school, primary school, 65% of the jobs that they will have when they enter into the workforce don't yet exist. There's a premium now being put on this notion of creativity and innovation and problem solving. And so we said, could we get somebody here who could help us think about this becoming part of our secret sauce? Not just that it would locate in a single thing for an artist or a musician, which clearly is going to be part of our push, and we know we want to do that, but how do you create creativity? How do you push creativity and innovation across the curriculum, every student having that? We landed a gem in Chris Hochstetler, and I think he's going to be a real have a deep influence on what we do as a college.
Yeah, so not only are you adding these new positions, but at least from what I've spoken to with Chris, it sounds like you guys are adding passionate people as well about
Absolutely.
These positions and educating our kids who are going to be the future.
Absolutely. I know I keep saying this, but the demands of the 21st century are so different than the demands of the 20th century that I think I grew up in and you and others. That really we're trying to think about learning and education in a very different way. What's needed, what's desired, and how can we deeply connect and impact students as they come to us? That, I think, is sort of the central question, and we're getting out in front of that question.
Yes, and it would seem to me that, to kind of go along with what you're saying, is that you guys are not waiting for the time to change, but trying to change with the times.
Right, without a doubt. I would argue that really you're going to see deep change in higher education over the next decade or two. But I and others have wondered, what if we didn't wait around for the next decade or two? What if we started asking that question now? If we know what the needs are, then let's meet those needs head on and begin this process of really thinking about how we can best grow and develop students.
So you've made a lot of changes, added a lot of new initiatives, a lot of things that are happening right now and stuff happening in the future. What's some of the feedback you've heard from students, family of students, and just community members in general?
Generally incredibly positive. When I say generally, you know, of course, I think change can be anxiety provoking, right? Particularly when there's been something that we've been good at. We're pretty darn good at this. But trying to understand, well, then what's the necessity for change? Why do we need to move into that dialogue? And you can see people have really come along in that conversation. And in particular, when we've moved from concept, now we started to put some details to some things. The reality of things is starting to occur. And what I've seen from people as I've spoken, great excitement has built. Huge excitement is built to say, wow, I didn't really think we could do that, but now I see that we can do that. And boy, could we also do this and do this and do this. And that's been really heartening. As we've gone out, particularly into the marketplace of prospective students and families, there's been a tremendous reception to say, I get it. You're thinking about some things differently, and you are a unique institution thinking about serving students best. That's probably been the most gratifying response of all.
And it seems like Hastings College is really turning into kind of a leader in the college community, university community.
This will sound a bit self-serving, but as when I go out and talk to my presidential colleagues across the country and at a variety of venues and spaces, inevitably what I will get, I'll describe some of the things that we're doing, and they look at me and there's this pause, and it's an awkward pause where they'll say, "Really? You guys are doing that? That is so cool. I wish we could do something like that." And then it will trail off. I think we're getting some recognition in the higher ed community that we're doing some really interesting things, unlike anywhere else across the country. And it's good to be a leader, isn't it?
Yes, and it's awesome that these things are happening in Hastings. We're very proud of Hastings College. Anything else you want to say before I let you get out of here?
No, this is a great time. And, I would be remiss if I didn't say we wouldn't be able to do these things without the great support of the community. This is an amazing community, and it's filled with amazing, bright, talented people. And I'm grateful for their presence in this change as well.
All right. Sounds good. That is the president of Hastings College, Travis Wiesel. Travis, thank you for coming in today.
Hey, it's always great to be here, Mike.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare since 1963 at 1021 West 14th Street. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for healthcare. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Our Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, by Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, by Family Medical Center of Hastings, Hastings Tribune, by Hastings Convenient Care, and by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings out on top of the Sentinels from Nebraska Christian here tonight. 40-30 is the score. Hastings had as much as a 19-point lead there in the first half, but Sentinels have chopped her down to 10 points here at the break. Nebraska Christian is led by as many as 1 point. Hastings had a 19-point lead, and right now it is at 10 points as we start the second half. Hastings 40, Nebraska Christian 30. Nebraska Christian will have the opening possession here in the second half. Sentinels will shoot to our basket to our left. Second half is underway. This is going to be Ohoski with the ball. He drives it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Gets it out here to Jones. He takes it into the paint. His shot up there good over Wahlberg. Devin Jones scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. But check that, 10 points in the ball game. It's now 40-32. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Broncos become stagnant here in the last couple of minutes of the first half. See what we can do here. There's a turnover on Hastings. They fire a ball into the lane. It's going to be picked off. 8th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. And now Nebraska Christian with a chance to get back into the ball game. Haynes for 3. Shot is up there, no good. It goes up over the glass, out of play. Hastings will play things in. Just underway here in the second half. 19 minutes to go in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Christian by the score of 40-32. Logan Kale with the ball. Trots it across the 10-second line. He drives it there. Logan Kale. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Hiscock. Wheels puts up a shot. Good. Bart Hiscock having a whale of a ball game. He's got 17 in this ball game tonight for Hastings. And our early spark plug here offensively. Bounce pass, Penley inside the free throw circle. Penley comes over here to Lundquist for three. His shot no good. Tap try by Jones, no good. Another offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Oslowski scoring there for Nebraska Christian. Oslowski now with 4 points in the ball game. And now the Sentinels are within 8 points of Hastings. 42-34 here in this second half. Logan Kale with the ball. Logan sends it over to Wahlberg. His three is put up there. It's going to be no good. Haynes with a rebound. Here comes Nebraska Christian quickly up the floor. Oslowski has got it around the screen. Fires it down low. His shot is up there and in. Matt Lilquist scoring there for Nebraska Christian. And now the Sentinels are within 6 points. This is as close as they have been for a while. 17:45 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 42, Nebraska Christian 36. There's Kale for three. Shot good. Logan Kale just to the left of the circle. He scores. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. That gives the Broncos a 9-point lead. 45-36. Oslowski has got the ball. Oslowski now to Penley. Drives it on the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked there by Wahlberg out of bounds. Nebraska Christian will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trailing here by 9 points. Sentinels will play things in. Jones gets it to Haynes. Haynes out here in the three-point territory. Haynes dumps it away. Lilquist has got the ball. Now to Haynes to the basket. His shot is up there and in. DJ Haynes scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. He's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He's got 3 field goals, including 1 3-pointer here in the ball game. 45-38. There's a shot put up there and in by Shane Chamberlain. Chamberlain hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and now it's a 47-38 game. Hastings out on top with 16:40 to play here in the contest. Devin Jones goes in a high post. Penley has got it. Penley goes over to Lilquist, and it's right through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover on Nebraska Christian. Sentinels have now turned it over 6 times here in this ball game. Nebraska Christian 10-11 on the season. Hastings sitting at 14-10. Broncos playing this group in a non-conference game here tonight. Wahlberg has got the ball. Wahlberg now to Kale. He gives it away to Hiscock. Throws it to the far sideline. Long range jumper up there and in. Zach Johnson. Johnson knocks one down from the quarter. Just like that, Hastings back out on top by a dozen. 40-38. 4 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Devin Jones over to Lilquist for three. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound. Wahlberg grabs the ball. Then Wahlberg, he'll dribble out of there now for Hastings. Comes into the forecourt, down the far sideline to Chamberlain. His pass off of the fingertips of Wahlberg, picked up by Hiscock. Gets it back out to Chamberlain, top of the key, drives it to the elbow. Nice pass inside to Johnson. His shot no good. He can't finish. Rebound comes down to Lilquist. Lilquist gets it to Haynes for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock, and he's fouling the play. Chris Penley picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Sentinels here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Here comes Zach Kitten into the ball game now. Hiscock will come to the bench. Martin Hiscock has got 17 points here in the basketball game tonight, leading the way for Hastings. Logan Kale also in double figures. He's got 10. There's Chamberlain with the ball on the wing right now. The Kitten out here at the top of the circle. Zach dribbling with the ball, directing a little traffic. Comes over here on the right wing. Zach Kitten looking. Kitten looking. Zach's got to get rid of it. Kitten, he finally does. Logan Kale here at the top of the key. Back here, here's a jumper up there and in by Chamberlain. 3-pointer, Shane Chamberlain scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. They wanted a 5-second violation there on Kitten. And boy, that was close. They get it away to Chamberlain, who scores on a 3-pointer. And the Broncos are now out on top again by 15. 53-38. Good little run here by Hastings. After Nebraska Christian cut the lead down to 6. There's a shot for 3. No good by Collier. Offensive rebound. Lilquist has got it now to Haynes to the bucket, and he's fouling the play. Haynes will go to the free throw line now. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kitten. That's going to be his second personal foul. DJ Haynes to the line. So Hastings out on top now by 15 points. Now we've got a timeout called. Nebraska Christian wants to call a timeout, brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' only true sports bar, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. For this Sunday, don't forget, you can enjoy the annual chili cook-off ahead of the big game, 1 until 4 o'clock at Bullseye. And stick around for the game with plenty of food and surprises and fun. It's all at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We'll take a break, 14:35 to play in the game. Hastings 53, Nebraska Christian 38.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College women winning in the opener tonight over the College of St. Mary's. Broncos winning for the fourth time in a row, picking up an 86-52 win over the College of St. Mary's here tonight. Here's a free throw coming up here from Haynes. His shot is up there and in. He's now 6 out of 6. From the line, McKenzie Willicott, 19 points in the ball game for Hastings in the opener. Gabby Grasso had 16. Taylor Beacom had 10. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Haynes. Now 7 of 7 from the line, 14 points in the ball game. 53-40 is the score. Hastings now leading by 13 points here in this one. Logan Cale has got the ball. Now to Zach Kitten. Kitten fires it to the near sideline. Logan's got the ball. Logan Cale down in the corner. Now to Zach Johnson. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his left. Picked up by Haynes. And now there's a pass that's going to be kicked by Haynes. Put 20 up on the shot clock. And Hastings will try it again. They'll inbound right in front of their bench here on the near sideline. Leposky back into the ball game now for Hastings. He will inbound the ball. They get it to Logan Cale out here. Logan brings it back to Johnson for three. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Zach Johnson hits a three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 16, 56-40. They went on an 11-2 run after Nebraska Christian cut the lead down to 6 points at 42-36. That was 16-point advantage at 56-40. Haynes with the ball. Haynes drives it in the lane. Dishes off. Contact made. Foul called. Logan Cale goes down. He's going to be guilty of the foul. Cale picks up his second. No free throws there. Nebraska Christian will inbound. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. The main of the ball game for Hastings will be Hiscock. Eli Hunter also returns. Cale is going to come out. Chamberlain will come out for head coach Bill Gabers. 13:43 to play. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Haynes for three. Shot no good. Hiscock with a rebound. Hiscock down to Zach Johnson down the far sideline. Zach Johnson has got the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone. Johnson gets the ball to Hiscock down to Eli Hunter. Man-to-man defense here for Nebraska Christian. Hunter gives it away now to Kitten. Kitten comes across the top to Hiscock down in the corner. Johnson for three. Shot's going to be short. No good. Haynes grabs the rebound. He streaks it back the other way. Two on two. Big collision. Blocking foul. Going to be called here on Eli Hunter. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Eli Hunter now with four fouls here for Hastings. Remember, Kevin Miller's not going to play tonight. He's got a bad wheel, and he will not play. So Eli Hunter has been in there at the point position here for Hastings, and now he's got four personal fouls. 56-40 is the score. They lob it inside to Lilquist back down in the corner. Rivera throws up a three and hits a tough shot down there. Leposky was out there, and T.J. Rivera throws up a three. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Nebraska Christian now within 13. 56-43. Here's Hunter with the ball. He's going to be fouled into play by Rivera at the other end. T.J. Rivera picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number two on these Sentinels. Non-shooting situation is going to be Hastings inbounding the ball down here. 12:56 to play in the ball game. The Broncos with a 13-point lead. Hiscock with the ball. Bounce pass underneath the hole there to Eli. He couldn't put up the shot. Out to Hiscock again. This one's going to be off of the mark. No good. Foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Kitten. Zach Kitten picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number four on the Broncos here in this second half of play. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Christian. 56-43. Hastings just needing a win here. Been kind of in a funk the past couple of weeks. Losing six out of their last eight games. TJ Rivera with the ball. Out here to Haynes, top of the key, drives it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed and misses the shot. No good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Leposky of Hastings. It's going to be Nebraska Christian inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Rivera will look to get things in. He does to Haynes. Haynes almost lost the ball. Now to Lilquist. Lilquist now to Haynes. Haynes double team. Diagonal pass goes to Collier on the baseline, traveling. Collier was so wide open, he got the happy feet. As a skip pass went down there, seven turnovers now on Nebraska Christian. Sentinels are only hitting 35% of their field goals so far in this ball game. Hastings still holding it 59.5%. Broncos with a 13-point lead, 56-43. Here's Hiscock with the ball. Hiscock bounced past the kid, and his shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line. Isaiah Collier picking up the personal foul. So Isaiah Collier picks up his first. Kitten goes to the free throw line. 70% foul shooter on the season. 54 out of 77. He has not scored so far tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Dances around the rim and goes down to the hole. Hastings now from the free throw line. In this ball game, has hit 7 out of 11 from the line. Kitten will have one more. Stairs up there. The shot is up and good. Here comes Logan Kale into the ball game now for Hastings. Kale comes in. Zach Johnson goes out. Zach having a good ball game. He's hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. In fact, he's hit three threes in this ball game. Go along with his two-pointer. 58-43 is the score. Hastings back out to a 15-point lead. Rivera's got the ball. Now to Haynes on the baseline. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Rebound Hiscock. Haynes has had a tough night here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Logan Kale with the ball to Hiscock. Down to Leposky. Far sideline. Leposky to Eli Hunter. To Hiscock. His pass inside is going to be intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Intercepted by Collier. 9 turnovers on the Broncos here in the ball game. Rivera's got the ball. Rivera gets it out here to Haynes to the near sideline to Butler, who's into the ball game now. Jeff Butler seeing his first playing time. Out here to Haynes, gets around Kitten, reverses the ball to Lilquist. Down in the corner, Butler throws up a three shot. Good. Jeff Butler hits the three-pointer off of the bench. That's his first field goal in the ball game. And now Nebraska Christian, boy, tough to put this team away. Trailing by only 12 now in the ball game. Kitten has got it down to Hiscock. Hiscock out here in three-point territory. Hiscock dribbling with the ball. 14 left on the shot clock. Kitten has got it. Lobs it inside to Leposky. The ball knocked loose. Leposky gets it now to Hiscock. He drives it in the hole. Shot no good. Chip tries up and in. Hiscock now with 19 in the ball game. 60-46 is the score. 14-point lead. T.J. Rivera brings her back here to Lilquist out of Butler. He mishandles the ball. Butler's down on his knees to grab it. Gets it down to Haynes on the baseline. Shot good. D.J. Haynes scores there. He's now got 16 in the ball game, and now we got another timeout called here by Nebraska Christian. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a 12-point lead at 60-48. This timeout brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Hastings' only true sports bar located on West 2nd Street, right across the street from the water park. We'll have more after this on 1230 KHAS.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No
appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings trying to hang on here tonight. 60-48 is the score. The Broncos with a 12-point lead. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Jane Chamberlain, Eli Hunter. Entry pass to get it to Kitten. Outside now to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets it to Eli over here on the right side of the wing. Logan Kale with the ball. Kale on the dribble, moves it down on the baseline. The Kitten, his shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled on the play. Meow, meow. Zach Kitten goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. So Zach Kitten gets the field goal. That's his first field goal out of the ball game. He's got 4 points now. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Zach Kitten at the line here with 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Jordan Mack and Julia is coming into the ball game now. Warren Nebraska Christian. Zach Kitten to the free throw line for Hastings. Broncos have a 14-point lead here in this one. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Three-point play there by Zach Kitten. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Jeff Butler, who came off of the bench and hit a three-pointer just a few seconds ago for Nebraska Christian. He comes in there now. Here come the Sentinels back the other way. Drew Aguilera is into the ball game as well. There's Butler with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. T.J. Rivera. Rivera now to Aguilera. Over here to Butler on the left sideline. Down to T.J. Rivera to Haynes. A shot for three is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. Eli Hunter grabs the ball. He streaks her back the other way. Hunter to Logan Kale in transition for three. Shot good. Kale hits the three in transition. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 18. 66-48. There's a long-range jumper by Butler. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Nebraska Christian. That's going to go on Jordan Macanjolia. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number five on the Sentinels here in the second half of play. So Hastings will play it in. Nebraska Christian, they play hard. This group coming in here, 10-11 on the season, but it's a pretty good bunch. They have played a lot of the GPAC teams this year. They played Nebraska Kearney in an exhibition game back at the end of December. 66-48 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Eli Hunter has got the ball. Hunter on the wing on the right side. 200 pass comes out to Hiscock. Hiscock to Chamberlain for three. You betcha. Shane Chamberlain hits a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and now Hastings has built a 21-point lead. 69-48 is the score. Williams goes to Macanjolia. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Wahlberg with a rebound. Gets it away now to Eli Hunter. Hustles into the forecourt to Chamberlain for three. Shot is up there. No good. Macanjolia with a rebound. Macanjolia gets the ball to Jonte Williams. He takes it all the way to the basket. His shot good, and he's fouling the play. Jonte Williams scores there for Nebraska Christian. Foul is going to go on Wahlberg. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Wahlberg's got four. Jonte Williams will go to the free throw line for the first time here tonight. Anything but automatic. He is one out of six from the line so far this season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hiscock for Hastings. So it's a 19-point ball game. Hastings with a lead. 69-50 is the score. We approach 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hiscock has got it. Hiscock now to Chamberlain, to Eli Hunter. Eli out here. Double team. Bounce pass comes over here to Kale. Cross-court pass goes over to Chamberlain. He drives it to the rack, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul will go here on Macanjolia. That's going to be his third personal foul. Jordan Macanjolia picks up the foul. Team foul number six on the Sentinels. So the next foul will send Hastings to the free throw line. here in the second half. Broncos have five team fouls. They lob it here to Barton Hiscock. Hiscock on the baseline, powers it to the goal. Hiscock puts a move on his shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play again. That's Macandrolli, I think, again. Picks up the personal foul. He's not happy with himself, and that's going to be the case. Jordan Macandrolli picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to send Hiscock to the free throw line for Hastings. Barton will have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 19 points in the basketball game here for Hastings. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Barton's season high has been 27. In fact, he's hit that three different times this season. He's now sitting at 20 in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hits a couple of free throws, and the Hastings lead is now ballooned to 21. 71 to 50 is the score. Hastings out on top here. Broncos led it half line by 10 points. There's Rivera. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Wahlberg. Wahlberg out with pass to Kale. Long pass down to Florida. Chamberlain shot good. Chamberlain now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings with their biggest lead. Now it's 73 to 50 at the other end. There's a shot going to be blocked down there from Rivera. The ball is recovered by Kale. Logan dribbles behind his back. Gets away from trouble. Logan Kale brings it across the 10-second line. Kale now sets things up out on top. Hiscock for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound picked up here by Hunter. Eli Hunter goes over to Chamberlain for three. Shot up there. Good again. Chamberlain now with 15 in the ball game. Hastings down by 26. 76 to 50 in this ball game with 6:50 to play. Things getting away from Nebraska Christian here in this ball game. DJ Haynes to Macandrolli. Now to Haynes again. Haynes is going to drive the ball to the rack that has given him the lane, and his shot is up there and in. DJ Haynes scores. He's got 18 in the ball game now. 76 to 52. Hastings with the lead. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this ball game. There's Chamberlain. They give him the three. He won't take it this time. Chamberlain goes over to Hiscock to Logan for three. His shot no good. Long rebound poked around. Wahlberg grabs the ball. Wahlberg goes over there to Hiscock. Hiscock drives the ball inside. His shot is up there, no good. Bounces off of the back iron. Rebound comes down here to Aguilera. Now to Haynes, and a blocking foul here on Eli Hunter. Hunter picks up the foul. That's going to be his fifth foul. So now Eli Hunter is going to foul out of the ball game with 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Hunter leads with 5 points. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Trevor Adelung. Remember, Hastings playing without Kevin Miller. And now one of our point guards fouls out. So Trevor Adelung, the sophomore out of Amherst, will come into the ball game. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Haynes. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Zach Johnson with the ball. Johnson gets it away now to Shane Chamberlain. There's Adelung with the ball in the lane. Nice pass down low to Kitten. His shot is up there and in. And he's fouled on the play. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line. A big smile there from Adelung. That was an assist. And a field goal there for Zach Kitten as he goes to the free throw line. That gives Hastings a 26-point lead again. 78 to 52 with 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Kitten to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Shot is up there. Shot good. 79 to 52. Hastings now blowing Nebraska Christian out of here. Boslowski has got the ball. Boslowski now to Jones. Jones gets it to Lilquist on the high post. Now to Jones again. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Jones in trouble. Gets it away to Boslowski. Boslowski now to Lilquist out here at the top of the circle. Right side to Haynes. Haynes penetrating to the goal. His shot good. DJ Haynes scoring again. He's now got 20 in the ball game. 79 to 54 is the score. Hastings out on top. There's Zach Johnson with the ball for the Broncos. Johnson on the left side of the floor goes over to Adelung. Trevor Adelung gives the ball away. That's Wahlberg in the corner. His shot good just inside the ring. Ben Wahlberg scores for the Broncos. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings continuing to shoot the ball well. They're at 59% here for the ball game. Devin Jones has got the ball. Jones gives it out to Collier. His shot for three is up there and in. Isaiah Collier scores. Nebraska Christian hitting 37% from the field here tonight. They've knocked down only 4 out of 21, though, from three-point territory. Adelung has got the ball for Hastings down on the baseline. Kitten has got it. Now to Johnson. His shot from 12 is up there. No good. Tip try is no good by Shane Chamberlain. Nice acrobatic move there. A long pass down the floor. It's going to be picked off there by Kitten. A turnover on Nebraska Christian. Back the other way. Wahlberg has got it. Puts a man in the air. Spins on the baseline and scores. Ben Wahlberg now with 9 points in the ball game. 83-57 is the score. We've got 4 minutes to play now here in this basketball game. Players of the game and the coaches post-game show coming up here tonight before we get out of here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boslowski has got the ball over here. His double team throws it down in the corner to Collier. Drives the baseline. Back inside to Littlequist. Littlequist over to Jones. Jones drives it. Reverse layup and a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation there on Nebraska Christian. I've got them now with 8 turnovers here in this basketball game. Wahlberg is going to check out. Zach Johnson comes out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Austin Esch. So Austin Esch gets to see some playing time here in this one. Also coming in is going to be Ryan Ierna. Ierna, the junior out of Clearwater, Florida. And in the ball game now for Hastings and the Broncos. Comfortably ahead here at 83-57, 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a Shane Chamberlain with the ball down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Chamberlain's now got 17 in the ball game here for Hastings, and the Broncos lead by the score of 85-57. Back the other way, Jones has got it. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Kitten. Turnover number 9 in the ball game now for Nebraska Christian. There's a pass that's going to be picked off. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Jones gets a field goal on the other end. Devin Jones scoring there for Nebraska Christian. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Here's a timeout, but it's going to be a short one, just a rotation, a substitution timeout here. 2:53 to play in the ball game. Hastings is out on top by a score of 85-59. Chamberlain is going to come out of the ball game now. Going to leave with 17 points. Barton Hiscock, he's got 21. The lead Hastings in scoring so far. There's a personal foul going to be called out top. It's going to be on Jonte Williams. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 9 on Nebraska Christian here in the second half. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor Adelung for the Broncos. As Adelung will go to the line for the first time in a while. It's up there and in. Trevor Adelung, the 5'9" sophomore out of Amherst, Nebraska. Knocks one down there. 86-59 is the score. Next one is up there and in. So Trevor hits a couple of free throws, and the Broncos have a big lead now. 87-59. Hastings had a 10-point lead at halftime and pretty well dominated this second half of play. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Williams that's up and in. Jonte Williams scores on a 3-ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 87-62 is the score. Austin Esch with the ball now for Hastings College. Out on top, that's Ierna. Ierna moves it over there to Wahlberg. Wahlberg trying to drive it. Gives it now to a Zach Kitten. Kitten now to Ierna. He'll take a 3-pointer. Shot good. Ryan Ierna hits a 3-pointer there, and Hastings has hit 90 points. 90-62 here in this one. Here's another 3-pointer thrown up there by Williams. No good. Ierna with a rebound. Ierna gets the ball away to Adelung. Comes back into the forecourt. Wahlberg thought about the 3, passed it up. Ierna has got the ball again. Ierna comes to Adelung down in the corner now to Esch. Austin Esch, the St. Cecilia product, will throw up a 3. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Mac and Julia for Nebraska Christian. 90 seconds to play here in this one. There's a pass, almost threw it out of bounds. Williams grabs it here on the sideline, throws up a shot, no good. McEnjoy had a rebound, had it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Nebraska Christian ball. So it's going to be the Sentinels playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Minute and 22 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings comfortably ahead in this one. Non-conference affair at 90 to 62. Hastings will have another non-conference game on Friday night against Ogallala Dakota. There's a shot from the corner put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Esch of Hastings College. Austin Esch has got the ball, stops out here, gets it to Ierna. Now to Wahlberg. He'll take a three-pointer from the left side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Sentinels. Coming back the other way. Nebraska Christian has got the ball. They're trailing 90-62. Long-range jumper put up there and in. Jeff Butler hits his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and now it's 90-65. Under a minute to go here in this ball game. There's Esch with the ball. Esch dribbling out here in three-point territory. Esch brings it back to Wahlberg. Now to Esch again. Esch over here in the right wing has got the ball. Cross-court pass goes Ierna. Pulls inside the ring. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down in Nebraska Christian running back the other way. Butler has got it. Butler sends it down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Three-pointer put up there and in by Nebraska Christian's Zach Ring. That makes the score at 90-68 ball game. Kitten has got it into the offensive zone. Now to Esch. And he's just going to hold on to it. And that's going to be your final score here tonight as Austin Esch is going to hang on to the ball and watch it tick to zero. And that is the ball game. Hastings College wins the non-conference affair tonight over Nebraska Christian by the score of 90-68. Nebraska Christian drops to 10 wins and 12 losses on the season. Hastings College improves to 15-10. The Broncos will play another non-conference game on Friday against Ogallala Dakota there at the Osborne Sports Complex before they play at home on Saturday against the conference foe in Briarcliff as the Chargers come in here on Saturday afternoon. So the Broncos led by 10 at halftime, 40-30. They go on to beat Nebraska Christian tonight by the final score, 90-68. Back with the final numbers after this.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning in Hastings. And Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine. They're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wigert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Hastings College men's basketball team, they win. All right, we get our power back here. It helps if they don't unplug things. Anyway, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Christian. Final score of 90-68 in this basketball game. We'll get to the final numbers brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can Target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings ended up shooting 33 out of 58 tonight, 56%. They were 10 out of 26 on three-pointers, 38%. And from the free throw line, Hastings hit 14 out of 18, 77%. Nebraska Christian, 25 out of 63, 39%, 7 out of 27 on three-pointers for 25%. And the Sentinels were 11 out of 15 from the free throw line, 73%. Hastings out rebounds Nebraska Christian tonight, 37 to 25. Broncos had 9 offensive rebounds, 28 on defense. 7 offensive rebounds for Nebraska Christian, 18 on defense. 10 turnovers for Nebraska Christian, no block shots, 7 steals. Hastings with 10 turnovers, 4 block shots, and 5 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings was Bart Hiscock. He ended up with 14 in the ball game tonight. So he had a double-double, 21 points and 14 rebounds. Leading rebounder for Nebraska Christian in this game tonight was Matt Lilquist, as he came up with 6 rebounds in the ball game. Bart Hiscock had 21 points for Hastings. Shane Chamberlain had 17. Logan Kale had 13. Zach Johnson had 11. Ben Wahlberg comes up with 9 points. Brendan Leposky had 2. Eli Hunter had 4. Zach Kitten had 8 points. Ryan Ierna had 3. And Trevor Adelung had 2. DJ Haynes had 20 for Nebraska Christian, 12 for Devin Jones. Those are the only two guys in double figures tonight for Nebraska Christian. 4 for Kyle Boslowski, 3 for Chris Penley, 2 for Matt Littlequist, 5 for Jonte Williams, 8 for TJ Rivera. Other scorers for them, they had Isaiah Collier scored 3. Jeff Butler had 6 points. Jordan Manka Jolia had 2 points. And Zach Ring scored 3. Hastings College wins it again. Final score in this one, Hastings 90, Nebraska Christian 68. Stick around. Player of the game up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Hastings College Basketball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with 3 locations in Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most, now. By Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, across the street from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation.
The gifts from friends and alumni of Hastings College are always appreciated. And now there's an even greater opportunity to target your gifts more easily than ever before with Bronco Boost. With Bronco Boost, you simply log into hastings.edu, then click on the Giving drop-down menu to reach Bronco Boost. Target your gift in on up to 9 areas. Give anything from athletics to theater to music. Bronco Boost, a service of the Hastings College Foundation to directly impact Hastings College students.
It's time for the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings College has got a doubleheader sweep here tonight. The women winning the first ball game. Hastings winning the nightcap. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Yeah, the Hastings College women winning in the first one, 86-52 in this ball game here tonight. Mackenzie Willicott had a double-double, 19 points, 14 rebounds. You had Gabby Grasso, another great performance, 16 points and 5 rebounds. Taylor Beacom got into double figures as she scores 10 points and grabs 3 rebounds for Hastings. All candidates for the Player of the Game. Hastings College men, Bart Hiscock, a smashing night tonight, 21 points and 14 rebounds. 17 points for Shane Chamberlain as he knocks down 3 three-pointers. Logan Kale had 13 points tonight. Zach Johnson had 11. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College, Mackenzie Willicott for the Hastings College women, 19 points, 14 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Willicott, 8 out of 15 from the field, 2 out of 3 from three-point range, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, 14 rebounds, 8 on offense, 6 on defense, scores in 19 points, 3 assists, and also had a steal tonight for Hastings College as the Broncos won the opener by a score, 86 to 52. And for the Hastings College men, Bart Hiscock, again, a double-double for Bart. 21 points, 14 rebounds. He was 7 out of 14 from the field, 3 out of 7. 0 out of 3 from three-point territory. But then he knocked down to 7 out of 11 from the free-throw line. 14 rebounds, 5 on offense, 9 on defense. Scores the 21 points and 6 assists in the game tonight as Hastings knocks off Nebraska Christian in this ball game by a score of 90-68. Bart Hiscock and Mackenzie Willicott are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
It's time for the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now, located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
All right, Hastings College wins it here tonight. Men's College basketball, 90-68. Hastings assistant coach Brady Barrett will join us on the post game. And Coach, congratulations on the win. Kind of an interesting ball game. What'd you see out there?
Well, bottom line, we fought through adversity. I'm sure you, Coach Gavers, told you in the pregame, we had a lot of guys that were sick. Of our starters, we had three guys sick. Kevin Miller had an ankle, but he's also sick. Leposky was sick. Zach Kitten was sick. Which we had a lot of guys with the flu bug. But we thought through adversity. Never want to have excuses, but being sick is never a good thing with the team. I was coming back from a recruiting deal out west today, and I got a phone call from five guys that said, Coach, I'm sick. I don't know if how I was going to go today. And I was thinking, man, we might have a roster tonight. So our guys fought through adversity. I thought we did some really good things in the second half.
That's not good. We hung out with all those guys.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking, man, I hope I don't get sick. But, no, bottom line is we took care of business. You know, for people that are watching this game, they're probably that's a really good team. They just about beat Dort, who's in the top five in our league right now. And Haynes is a phenomenal player, and Shane Chamberlain did a great job on him. I just told him after the game, when I was recruiting him in Iowa, I knew he'd be a good offense player. But what I liked most is he's going to be a great defender in this league because he's so long and athletic. And when he decides to guard, he's going to be a caliber defense caliber player of the year type.
Hastings had a 10-point lead at halftime.
Yep.
And then really took control of the ball game. I thought played much better in the second half.
Bottom line, we didn't shoot well in the first half. We had wide open shots, were really good shooters, and we won for 10, I think, at half or something, and then we ended up hitting 9 in the second half threes. But no, we bottom line, second half, we got inside too, so it opened up the three, getting wide open looks. So that was good to see some guys hitting shots like Logan Kale and Zach Johnson hit a couple. Shane obviously hit a couple, so it's good for those guys getting some confidence going into conference play.
And they saw extended playing time here tonight with the rotation
with,
that we had
with multiple guys with multiple guys out. You know, some of those other guys had to step up playing big minutes. Obviously, Kevin was out today. Leposky was a game-time decision, but he still didn't play a lot of minutes. So guys had to step up.
So Hastings wins it here tonight in the final score of 90-68 over Nebraska Christian. You kind of use these non-conference games. I told Billy in the pregame that this kind of happened at the right time.
We need, and don't get me wrong, this is a good team, but we needed a game like this to have some confidence, and we knew we'd get some wide open looks for some good shooters, and honestly, we haven't shot that well at home, so it's good to see the ball go through hoop, because we have most of our games throughout the last stretch of the seasons at home. But I do want to, that Haynes would be all conference player, so people are here, well, he's 6 or 20. We did a great job on him as a group, because he would truly, there's some coach in our league said that he could be a player of the year in our league.
Yeah, we shut him down. I thought in the first half,
yes.
I think he had a field goal. He went to the free throw line 6 or 7 times.
He's a good player. He's averaging 32 for a reason. So he can put him up. But we did a good job collectively and build walls phenomenal. And that's hard for guys when they see numbers in front of them. And so I'm proud of our guys for doing that.
Good defensive effort you thought tonight.
Unbelievable. If we have that passion on defense, we'll be fine, because there's a lot of players like Haynes in the GPAC, but you got to build walls against those great players. What's different about the GPAC is when they kick it out to those other guys, they're usually knockdown shooters, so you got to close out a little bit differently against GPAC school teams. But I thought we did a pretty good job guarding him and then the rest of the team.
So Hastings wins one here tonight. You've got another non-conference game coming up on Friday against Ogallala Dakota. And then you go Friday, Saturday this week with Briar Cliff coming in. That's the team we saw up in the Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center.
Heartbreaker. Yeah. I remember it like it was last night. But bottom line, we got to get our guys healthy. And they got a couple days here. Obviously, you can never disrespect anybody. Ogallala is going to come here and play hard. They played a couple of GPAC schools as well. So you got to stay focused on that. But bottom line, we just got to get our guys healthy and get them rest. Eating. I know guys think I'm crazy when I say you got to get the proper rest. And that is important. And sometimes you wonder how late calls you guys stay up. But getting rest is really important, especially when you're sick. I'm not going to lie. Our 7 or 12 guys are sick right now of something. So we got to get those guys healthy.
Bananas
and oranges. We just talked about that. Yep. Well, you see how much weed on the road, Mike. So maybe more fruit and vegetables on the road, huh?
Not bananas and oranges, though.
No, we don't. Nope. Maybe we should do that more often now, right?
All right. We'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
That's Brady Barrett again. Hastings wins it here tonight, 90-68 over Nebraska Christian. We'll take our last break. We'll come back right after this.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
So Hastings College in a doubleheader sweep here tonight as the women picked up a win, 86-52 in the opener, and the Hastings College men win here in the nightcap on a score of 90-68. So Broncos get ready for Dakota, Ogallala Dakota on Friday night to play Briar Cliff back here on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll wrap up coverage here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex from my producer and engineer Taylor Buss. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help you when you need it most. Now, located at 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.